calling all detectives.
What would you do if you were watching a dance team and discovered that one member of it was tapping out distress signals? That is the problem on this page from my casebook. The casebook of Jerry Browning, private detective. You don't have to be a private detective like me, Jerry Browning, to know that it pays to watch your step. Lieutenant Dawson and I walked into the swanky Embassy Club. Mario, the owner, hurried forward.
Good evening.
Don't worry, Mario. We're not here on business.
That's right. We came to see the show, not stop it. Oh, the show. It is clean. It is fresh with young, wonderful talent. Jeff, Joe, and Jeannie. They are the dance team sensational.
He led us to a ringside table and whispered,
"Is coming now their specialty act."
We sat back, watched the dance floor clear.
I hear this is quite an act, Jerry. They don't even use music. Jerry, I've seen a lot of tap dancers, but this team is tops. Why, that little lady is as light as a feather. And look how they toss her around.
I leaned back, closed my eyes just to feel the rhythm with them. Suddenly, my eyes flew wide open. I grabbed Dawson's arm. Dawson, listen. That girl is tapping out a distress call. She's signaling SOS. Dawson looked at me open-mouthed.
Jerry, you're right. Come on.
We were too late. Jeannie, the live animated star of the trio, fell to the floor. And even before we got to her, I knew it was no use. She was dead. While Lieutenant Dawson and I watched a tap-dancing trio, the girl beat out a distress signal and fell dead. While Dawson phoned headquarters, I talked to Jeff and Joe. They were two frightened guys.
She can't be dead. She can't be. Not Jeannie. Why, she's never been sick in her life.
I made no comment. Instead, I worked on sorting out identities. Which one of you guys is Jeff?
I am. Joe here's my brother.
That's right. I was engaged to Jeannie.
Mr. Browning, you don't think Jeff or I murdered Jeannie?
His brother Jeff picked up the story.
Joe and I were in the same outfit overseas, radio communications division. We always were pretty good at dancing, but never thought about doing it professionally until we met Jeannie. She came out to Guadalcanal with a USO unit. One night during a show, she asked for volunteers to dance with her.
And you and Joe got in the act?
Yeah. Boys loved it. Finally, we decided when the war was over, we'd team up for good. Well, it's been a great team, up to now.
And you had no reason to kill Jeannie?
Me? Well, I was crazy about the kid. Not like Joe, of course. He was in love with her. That was okay with me. Marriage wouldn't have split our act.
Yeah. You'd be one big, happy family. Dawson and I drove the boys to headquarters, knowing that we'd be getting Coroner Gilliland's report in a little while. Jeff and Joe answered all our questions willingly.
That SOS signal stuff was just a gag, part of a routine we worked out in Guadalcanal. Remember, we were in a communications division, and Jeannie had us teach her the codes. She'd tap out messages. Boys in our outfit got a big kick out of it.
It sounded plausible. Too plausible. I left the interview, went upstairs. Talked to Gilliland. Browning, that girl died of a heart attack, I think. What do you mean, you think? Well, her heart just stopped beating. Doc, those three kids were in the South Pacific. You suppose she could have contracted some tropical disease, one that might lie dormant and then suddenly flare up and spell curtains for her? The coroner shook his head.
There are things like that on record, but I don't believe it in this instance.
I didn't believe it either. It'd have to be a mighty rare disease that could so completely and tracelessly poison the body. That thought gave me another one. Poison, Doc, what about that? Gilliland gave me a long look. Then he nodded.
Poison of a kind that doesn't respond to any reagents we're familiar with could have done it. In fact...
He drew back the sheet covering Jeannie's lifeless body, pointed to a tiny bluish mark between the shoulder blades.
That might have been caused by an injection of poison, but rare poison or not, how could it have been administered in front of a nightclub full of people?
I don't know, Doc, but if you cooperate with me, I know a way to find out. Listen. It took some selling. I had to remind him of a time when he was on a spot. And finally, he agreed. He filled a hypodermic needle with harmless methylene blue dye, and then we went into my act. We went downstairs. Dawson, we've got great news for the boys. Tell them, Doc.
It seems that we were a little hasty in diagnosis. The young lady...
I cut in. What Dr. Gilliland's trying to tell you is that Jeannie isn't dead. I watched Jeff and Joe closely, but what their faces showed was amazement and delight. Well, they were actors, so I went into part two of the routine. She's still in a serious condition, though, and that's where you come in. Doc here has made a solution of the traces of foreign matter he found in her blood, wants to inject it in you to see a reaction, then give a transfusion, right, Doc? The coroner nodded, just as though my double talk was real scientific stuff. He held out the hypo needle.
You will please roll up your sleeves.
He advanced on the boys, flourishing the needle. They stood up, rolled their sleeves, and then the break came.
Oh, God! Keep that needle away from me! That's poison! I got it in the Solomon's room, a witch doctor!
That was the beginning of Joe's confession. He'd placed the poison on a pin, slipped it into the collar of Jeannie's costume, and while they were dancing, jabbed it between her shoulder blades. Why? Because he loved her. I wonder how many times I've heard that given as a reason for murder. He loved her, but she wanted to break off their engagement because she really loved Jeff. Yeah? One big, happy family. Dawson wasn't happy either.
Jerry, the next time you pull a stunt like that, I'll pull you in. That's for Doc Gilliland agreeing to it. What have you got on him anyway?
And that finished it. Like I said, the man who calls the tune of death generally winds up dancing at the end of a rope.